The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Everyone's asking, where did all the money go? Because the idea was to immediately house people, immediately shelter people, immediately get people off the street.
A discussion beyond the headlines.
The only way, in my view, that we can live in a civil society where we respect each other and we explore the opportunities that are available is that our government treat us all as equals and that we treat ourselves as equals.
With and about newsmakers who impact our lives.
I would discount any polling right now because things are in such upheaval. We need to have a little bit more of a normalization of what's happening in society before we get a good handle. But again, never pay attention in the presidential race to the national polls because, again, that's the popular vote. It's always going to be slanted to the Democrats.
On AM 870, The Answer.
But first, we check in with Andy Bales. He's the CEO of Union Rescue Mission. Get an update on the homeless situation. Andy, good morning. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you.
The LA County Board of Supervisors is going to consider a motion to pull up to $20 million in funding that was earmarked for new affordable housing and instead use it for rent relief. Maybe somewhat controversial, maybe a good idea. They have asked their colleagues to relax a rule that was set up by the board back in 2015 that requires at least 75% of $100 million set aside for affordable housing programs budget be spent on new housing or renovations. Do you think that's okay? Are you concerned? I know you've been one who's been an advocate for some new housing, but affordable housing. This seems like it would take some of that money and use it for kind of an emergency rent relief because of coronavirus.
Yeah, I think the money is getting split in too many ways, and it might be a sign of depletion of funds. And everyone's asking, where did all the money go? Because the idea was to immediately house people, immediately shelter people, immediately get people off the streets. And really, that rent relief, 20 million rent relief, it's like a drop in the ocean of the vast need that people have for rent relief in Los Angeles. So I would rather they focus on the creation of very innovative, affordable 3D printed concrete homes or mobile homes or container homes or tiny homes, because most of the money was swept away with too expensive of units, $700,000 per unit per person, and we didn't get enough people off the streets. And to just go with the status quo and return to that as the way to go in the future will deplete more funds, misuse more funds while we desperately need to get people off the streets. The desperation is so high here on Skid Row, and the violence is increasing. Just had a fellow who was shot and killed over an argument. He got in an argument. The guy who argued with him went home, got a gun, came back and shot him 8 to 10 times in the back and the head. On Saturday, it ends up that this person who was killed was a cousin to a team member of ours and a brother to a lady who I became friends with on Facebook. And the desperation is so high. I cried out for something to be immediately done. Help us, please get people off the streets and do not leave precious human beings on the streets. I've never had a tweet responded to more than that desperate cry for help. People are desperate for help right now. Yep. And little moves that are drops in the ocean will not make the difference here. We still need, Larry, we still need a FEMA-like response from the local, from the state, from the federal government.
So here's a number. There's a individual, well, I guess he's a UCLA professor emeritus, who suggests that there are about 600,000 people in LA County who live in households where 90% of the household income was being used to pay rent. So they're kind of making an argument there that add that with Governor Newsom's declaration on COVID-19 emergency. Once that drops, there'll be like the thing that held people in place and let them stay without evictions. That could go away as well. So, you know, they're saying that there are a lot of things that will come together in the next few months that could be devastating.
Yes, but 20 million isn't going to make, I mean, split that. Let's be kind and split that 20 million by $500. How many people will it actually help, and will it help them for 1 month or 2 months? It is not, you know, it's a temporary Band-Aid on a huge issue. What we need to do is get everybody immediately off the streets, as well as create truly affordable housing. This is like when I was at a church and people would come to me to help them pay their rent, and I would spend $48,000 in a month, and all I would do is help somebody for a month, but I wouldn't help them in the long run. Or right now, I can tell you, on Facebook, families, moms, and kids are reaching out to me, seeing some of our videos about Union Rescue Mission's good work, and they're reaching out to me from North Carolina and Texas and Michigan and Florida, asking for me to pay half their rent.
Wow.
Well, that isn't, you know, not only can I not do that with funds that have been given to Union Rescue Mission, but I won't make a lasting difference
right
in their lives.
Yeah.
So this reminds me a little bit of that.
Yeah. Andy Bales with us. He is the CEO of Union Rescue Mission. The other story, since we talked last week, almost 7,000 homeless people living in encampments near freeways will be brought indoors over the next 18 months under a joint legal agreement signed by the county and city of Los Angeles and approved by a federal judge. Under the agreement, the city is committed to provide 6,000 new beds within 10 months, plus an additional 700 beds over 18 months. The county, meanwhile, committed to investing $300 million over 5 years to fund essential services for the people occupying those beds. This is a story you and I have been following. Is this the one with the judge that was that Orange County judge who is now working
yes.
on this? Yeah.
And the federal judge is David Carter. He called me, told me about this, and I've given him several tours of Skid Row. I even took him under the bridges and showed him the conditions, and I'm all for this. I'm all for anything that helps us in any way. The only thing is, this doesn't seem urgent enough. This does not seem like the FEMA-like approach that would immediately get people off the streets. I'm thankful. But 7,000 over the next 18 months, when there are 66,000 people devastated by homelessness, perhaps 50,000 on the streets, again, this is not enough. I love Federal Judge David Carter. I prayed for him to come to L.A. and make a difference, and he is making a difference. But I don't understand the pushback from our city and county and even activists who don't want to do all that the federal judge, David Carter, wants to do.
So do you think these numbers are solid? I'm reading further in the article. It says this agreement builds on the existing partnership between the city and county, which together housed, quote, 22,000 homeless people last year based on the Greater Los Angeles homeless count released last year. Is that true? I mean, it seems to me that's kind of maybe a big number. Have they been able to get 22,000 in?
Yeah, they may or may not have. I can tell you more people fell into homelessness than got out of homelessness by far. We know that the numbers increased by 14%. So 14% more people fell into homelessness at least than were put into homelessness.
Yeah.
And that just added to the number of people who were on the streets. And again, 7,000 over 18 months will not make, I mean, more people will fall into homelessness.
Yeah.
Over the next 18 months than are put even into a shelter. I will say getting people out from under the bridges and the freeways is important, because one of the leading causes of death that is often not mentioned is people who are homeless being hit by cars and killed in hit and runs. And so I'm all for getting people out from under the bridges, getting them away from the fumigating gas and air that is under the bridges, but also away from those ramps and exits and streets that cause people to get hit by cars so often.
Yeah. Voters have been very supportive over the years. We've talked about it. The passage of Measure H in 2017, the city's Prop HHH in 2016, all these things that have been passed. And then you have this pandemic and you hear about, you know, city budgets and everybody's going to have to cut. What should we be thinking? I mean, should we be thinking that money is evaporating in front of us or not enough people will be helped? Or, I mean, does the government need to come back and ask taxpayers to give more?
We need a much better strategy for how we use the money. We could give somebody a 3-bedroom, 2-bath mobile home and own the land for $50,000 per unit, where we have spent $700,000 per unit per person with that Measure HHH money and backed by Measure H money. We just need a new way of doing things that is more practical. My dad used to say, you know, you can't have a champagne taste on a beer budget.
And you've always talked about the granite countertops as the as the sign. Is that true? These things have granite countertops?
It is very true that many of the units that were constructed and moved, well, that are under construction, and that's the other deal. They don't get done. They don't get, completed and have people move in for a very long time. And they cost $700,000 per unit, and they have granite countertops. And that is not what we need in a disaster. We need a FEMA-like disaster approach that is expedited quickly and is affordable and practical. We do not need a champagne taste on a beer budget.
No. All right, make a quick plug for Union Rescue Mission.
Union Rescue Mission, where we do spend our money very practically and efficiently. We transform lives, we save lives, we transform lives, and we could not do that without private partnerships and private donors. We receive no federal money, no state money, no local money, but you can go to urm.org and make a gift today and change a life. We have men graduating next Sunday. We're going to celebrate those guys tomorrow, celebrate their recovery.
Andy Bales, thank you much. As always, we'll talk with you next week. Take care.
Thank you, Larry. God bless.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.